Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break with Sip and Jake, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
And the Lincoln Journal star's Steve Sipple.
Surprisingly good.
This is Early Break with Sip and Jake. Sponsored by Gaina Trucking.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Thursday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Early Break, fun show. So far, check out the podcast at theticketfm.com, joined by Rick Heyman for the first hour.
Rick was extraordinary today.
Yes, he was. Song of the day was Ain't Nothing Like the Real Thing by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell.
Yep.
Good song. Ruined by commercials, as he says.
Ruined by a Mercury commercial and what else?
And, God, I forget the... And Just for Men. Hair product.
Do you feel uncomfortable talking about hair products now that you're losing your now that you're losing your hair?
My hair is long right now. Look at it. You even said the other day you need a hair. Look at it.
Yeah. How come you haven't gotten a haircut yet?
I decided to go an extra. I usually go every 4 weeks. I said let's go every 5 weeks.
Oh, you're getting crazy.
But that would mean tomorrow would be my normal day. Like, so it's actually next Friday. So I'm ready for it now.
God,
hair's been growing fast.
I wonder if Harrison's like this, or
look at his hair. He's got all the hair in the world.
I wonder if Harrison's more like me than you. You know how I do haircuts? Totally random. Like, it's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing what you just said.
What do you mean totally random?
I just do it when I kind of want to. There's no, I don't go every 4 weeks to the day. It's just like whenever sometimes I'm driving by Costco, I'm like, oh, I could use a haircut. I'll go in.
Yeah, well, I have a hair cutter. I have a stylist, a person.
You have a stylist.
Yeah. I go to the same person every time.
Wow, I don't do that.
You don't know what you're going to get then.
Well, there's only so much you can
do. I can't tell you how many times when I was growing up, we would go to a different place.
How many different ways can you cut
that
hair?
There's some people that weren't very good at what they were doing.
Really?
Yeah. I remember I'm not going to say where it was at in Beatrice one time, but I got my hair cut. And I didn't really know what I didn't know what I wanted. Like, you know, now I know I get a fade. I get a fade. Yeah. I didn't know what I wanted to get. I just said, just cut my hair. Don't buzz it, but just whatever looks good, do it. And I remember I got my hair cut and I went back. My parents were like, what happened? Like, what?
Really?
That doesn't look right. Something like it was messed up. I did not go get it fixed. I just kept it. You know, it was livable with. And my mom kind of like fixed some parts of it.
See,
up.
See, yeah, that can happen.
But it's pretty sad that you go to get your hair cut from a professional hair cutter.
So, Harrison, you just go at random times? Yeah, that's what I do. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I think I wait 2-3 weeks. Sometimes I think it's 7 or 8. Just whatever. It kind of fits my schedule.
Whatever. You ever try to cut your hair yourself?
I have gone home after a questionable cut and kind of tuned it up. Yeah.
At one time when I was younger, my hair was shaggy and I needed a haircut. I didn't tell my parents. They probably should just take me to the haircutter. I got a scissors out and just like was going to town.
Is that right?
Now that was bad.
Well, how old were you?
That was 4th or 5th grade.
Okay, you were just a really young.
They weren't exactly. They said, "What happened? What happened again in the back of your head?" Because I wasn't doing it here. I was doing the way back. Like, yeah, I'll take it something there.
You tried. Kind of,
sure.
Tried it yourself, huh?
Wasn't good. I won't do that again. I learned my lesson.
Okay, let's talk sports.
464-5685. Call or text as always. Mike Schaefer will be here at some point. I think in the next few minutes or so. If not, we'll carry on. I just saw this, by the way.
Yeah, talk to me.
Well, this I'm not going to go into deep detail, but Nebraska offered a kid from 2023 with the name Leviticus Sua. How about that for a name?
Okay, what position?
He is a linebacker in California, offered last night. A 2023 linebacker, Tony Tuioti in on that one.
Nebraska.
Leviticus.
Yeah, Nebraska will have at least three visitors in this weekend. A DB from Mississippi, a DB Malcolm Hartzog from Mississippi, a defensive lineman from De La Salle High School in San Francisco, and then that kid Stinger from Millard, right? You recognize that
kid
name?
Stinger.
Yeah. Come on, do you know who
I don't know what his first name is.
Yeah. Okay,
yeah, I've heard of him, though.
Anyway, they'll have at least three and maybe one or two more is the way I understand it. Scott is extremely busy recruiting. He's also putting together this staff. He's also having meetings with current players, I think. I mean, I would think that's part of his schedule, which is packed. We did talk about the big decision for Cam Jurgens, and I'm hearing that is that's fairly intense right now.
Okay,
Cam Jurgens is the we talked about this.
Yeah,
yesterday,
I know.
So
but
we
has,
don't have
has
to
it
talk
changed since yesterday at all, or is it still in the same? Like, when do you expect a decision?
Soon.
Soon. By the end of the week, by the
yes,
end of next week?
I don't know. Now, Cam Jurgens is who we're talking about, the sophomore center, the fourth-year sophomore center. Now, Cam Jurgens, would he put together a video on Twitter? I don't know if he's that type of guy or not. I mean, we're still kind of waiting on Damian Daniels' official decision and DeAndre Thomas. Those are big. And I think I know which way. I think Damian Daniels and DeAndre Thomas, the defensive lineman, junior defensive lineman, I think they've played their last snaps, but I can't say that definitively.
So how many starters is that from last year then you're replacing at this point?
Well, I don't know. I don't know the number off the top of my head. You could whip through it if you wanted
but
to.
But both safeties are gone.
Start in the front.
Front. Okay.
We'll start in the front. Now, if they lose, they lost Ben Stilley. If they lose Damian Daniels and DeAndre Thomas, that's a big hit in the defensive interior.
Yes.
Okay. At linebacker, you're losing JoJo.
Right.
Big hit. You're losing. Who else are you losing at linebacker? Nobody. Then you're losing the two safeties and you're losing
Cam Taylor-Britt. Secondary takes a big hit.
Pretty big hit. Now, I always say it's a classic case of you're losing a lot, but you have a lot back. So I don't know. I think the defense still looks pretty good. Offense, we don't have to go. We don't know. I mean, some of them we don't know. We don't know Adrian yet. And I don't know if that's imminent. It doesn't seem like it. Some of this is just dependent on when they can get an audience with Frost. Frost is stretched pretty thin right now.
Well, we are joined now in studio by Mike Schaefer. Hello, Michael.
Hello, gentlemen.
Oh, let's try it again. Now your mic's on. My bad. Try it again.
Hello, gentlemen.
There it is. Yes.
Ooh, cough drops.
Yeah.
Ill.
You might want to.
He's going to keep his space over there. Yeah, get to the window.
In fact, if you can get on the other side of the glass,
he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
Other side of the pond.
How are you today?
Slow moving.
Slow moving.
It
happens.
It happens. 7:15.
Yeah.
This is. 7:07 in that range is kind of like where I'm at about 30% of the time. Most of the time I'm here before it even starts, but this is pretty late for me today, so I apologize. I just heard Sipple say the phrase, we don't really know anything, and I found myself nodding in agreement. So I'm not even sure the context. I just wanted to agree.
Well, we don't know anything right now regarding Nebraska's assistance on offense. We also don't know which guys are coming back and which guys are leaving in terms of players on this team. We mentioned Cam Jurgens has a decision to make at center. Yes. What are you hearing regarding that?
Well, so it's like a pretty radically – so you really have no idea what this team is going to look like.
Yeah.
From all the way from who's taking the snaps to who's actually snapping the ball. Mm-hmm. To on the other side of the ball, we know Cam Taylor-Britt is gone. Are they losing Damian Daniels as well? Will they have six of the seven guys that received all Big Ten honors? Could they all just be gone? Yeah. So there's just a lot of uncertainty with the personnel piece. And that, as you said as well, we don't know who's going to be coaching the ones that remain too, or who's even out on the road to go collect them for new players over the next
week. Interesting offseason so far.
Yeah, and then you just asked about Cam Jurgens.
Yep.
The best information that I have is that after the season, he was in some conversations with some people trying to determine where his draft value is at and if he should go or not. And I think the inclination from the conversations I've had is that he's leaning towards leaving. So when or what's going to happen there, I don't know for sure, but I think that Nebraska has to start preparing for life without Cam Jurgens.
Is okay? So my question with that would be,
which is a little surprising to me. Just to throw that in.
So
quickly.
It's surprising to me too. But I think about that's a guy who I pointed out yesterday had injury problems early on in his career. Had foot problems going back even to high school. He's had issues with health. He got through a season clean. wasn't hurt this year. I know if he comes back, he could still elevate to probably higher than being a third or fifth round pick, but is the health concern part of that, or just not knowing who the next line coach is? Why would he go right now?
I'm trying to think. Has he started? He's basically started, the last 25, 26 games?
Public information. He has started 18 straight games.
18 straight? That's all?
Yeah.
Huh. I would have thought it had been better than that. So 12 this year.
He has started 31 overall.
Only 6 last year. Mm-hmm. So
he missed a game or two or something because he started 18 straight.
He missed
straight.
The Northwestern game?
I don't know. He started 18 straight and 31 overall. That's what I know.
Okay. All right. So I understand the health thing because of it was more so his senior year of high school combined with the first couple years, the redshirt year, and then the really heavy weight gain that I think resulted in the broken foot. But it feels like he's a little bit beyond that now. The question I kind of had, and what I think NFL draft evaluators and GMs and scouts would have, is he really has only shown the ability to snap cleanly for a season. And, I mean, I'm no snapping expert. I can only tell you when it goes awry. Mm-hmm. I don't even know how, it wasn't like he had any that were just bad this year or terrible, but I don't even know if they were like...
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Mail checks, invoices, documents, and everything you need to keep your business running. Get rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS. And with the mobile app, you can take care of mailing on the go. Make the same no-brainer decisions as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up at Stamps.com with code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Great, or you know, how you get graded out on that. So there's still a little bit of a question I have on the snapping in addition to everything else. But he could just be an interior lineman in the NFL. He could end up at guard. I mean, I think the talent is there. I'm somewhat if his draft stock is tied to the position of center, and it's determined during the process that maybe he's not the best snapping individual, then that's going to tank his ability to get drafted as a center. Now, does the team want to use him as a guard? We'll find out.
Yeah, it would be again. I'm curious how many people expected to go in this offseason thinking that they're going to lose Cam Jurgens and not have him back next year. But do they have a capable center behind him you think is a good?
Hickson is listed number two. He's a junior. Hickson started 2 games at guard this year. He hasn't played a lot, though. He just hasn't played much.
Well, he started that whole year.
Yeah, he only played 3 games in 2020. He played a lot in 2019, but Hickson is the listed backup. I think they might go if Jurgens goes to the NFL. I think they might go to try go in the portal.
The portal guy.
They're going to go in the portal regardless of what Jurgens does. I think so. They've got to get extra bodies on the offensive line. They need to give themselves options. I think at tackle. So there's a lot of work to be done in no position
in the portal.
Coach.
Yeah, I'm strangely intrigued by this season. I think there's going to be a lot of portal. I mean, which is fine, I guess. I mean, the roster's going to look a lot different.
Yeah, how many guys do you expect them to go after in the portal? Like, how many new additions via the portal do you expect?
They're probably going to, if they stick to kind of the numbers that they have talked about, they're going to end up with around 12 to 14 high school kids.
Okay.
Or high school JUCO kids. And then if you assume some attrition for them, you could see 7 to 10 guys out of the portal.
Yeah, that's what Parker said yesterday. Parker said 6 to 10.
It really just kind of depends on how many you lose in addition to everything else.
Yeah.
The conversations inside all of this is we're talking about Nebraska needs a new center.
Mm-hmm.
They need extra bodies on their offensive line. And this offensive line hire seems like it's pretty important. And we don't even know what direction the offense is allegedly going to be going in terms of how they're going to play. So it's just like a, you know, I didn't even include that in my rundown of what we don't know. We don't even know what offense they're going to necessarily play.
Yeah.
We have a general idea because it doesn't seem like they're just going to come in and radically do something different in a year in which you have to meet mutually agreed upon metrics to survive. But you got to add that to the whole list of sort of things they have going on.
Yeah, Sam had a good point. Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald. I wish I had it. The line in front of me, but he made a good point in one of his recent columns about Frost's offense is so there's so much variety right now that it's pretty accommodating to whatever offensive coordinator they bring in. So I think that discussion can be a little overblown unless they are planning to run the Army triple option.
Yeah, I mean, it's more so that or you just go to the complete air raid.
Right. So yeah, it's already, I mean, Jake would say, I think you would say there's too much variety. There's already a lot of variety, so it doesn't, I'm not too worried about that part unless they go really extreme, you know, which I don't know how they would do because you have to fit it to personnel. You can't run the Army triple option.
I don't think so.
What do you got?
I don't believe you can't.
It would be interesting if they tried
a very pared down version of it against Iowa.
Yeah, it'd be very interesting if they tried it because that would be different.
You can make it part of your offense.
Option you definitely could.
You can't make it the full thing.
No. I mean, do both of you expect the option is going to be part of this offense regardless?
Depends who the quarterback out of the portal is. I mean, I don't know.
Well, we don't even know what Adrian's going to do.
Yeah, we don't know.
There's so many questions regarding this team. Yeah. Regarding questions.
Well, like I said, it goes back to what Sipple said before I jumped on.
Yeah, well, there's
a lot of questions. So I think on Monday, you know, people expected to have some news on some hires by tomorrow. And right now we have nothing in terms of official hires yet. Do you expect that still to be the case? But tomorrow we have some you know, for concrete information, or is it going to be extending to next week and beyond?
I went into sort of the whole process when they moved on from those coaches on Monday of the second bye week. I sort of targeted Wednesday, Thursday as like you kind of want to have, maybe you don't have everything, but you would want to have at least a direction of what you're going to kind of go out there because you want to have coaches to take advantage of this time on the road. Like you've got, let's say that everything gets announced today, and I don't think that's going to happen, but let's say that it does. You'd at least have Friday, Saturday, Sunday that some of the coaches, if they don't have players here for the weekend, could go off and try to go on the road, try to meet with some of these guys. I mean, once you get to Saturday of next week, you can't be on the road anymore until, I think, January 14th. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for as much transfer portal recruiting as you want to do, like Florida State went and set up a shop at a hotel in Norman.
Wow.
Like if you really want to be in transfer portal recruiting,
mm-hmm.
You can't just sit on your telephone and do it from Lincoln. Like, mm-hmm. You
got to be there.
Everyone is doing this. It's not like Nebraska has discovered some sort of loophole. You know, if you're going to be about it, be about it. That's always this thing that I have with this program right now, is they kind of want to do stuff and they dip their toe in. They don't throw the whole body in. And if you get to the weekend, you don't have coaches yet. You wasted an entire week in which nobody could go out on the road. Scott Frost, I don't think, has done an in-home visit with anybody so far. And whether there's value in that, I don't know. This recruiting class is careening towards the worst recruiting class in internet history. So that's probably not going to change whether he did anything this week or not. But that's where you are. I mean, it's just you're putting a ton of faith in the transfer portal, and you don't even have the pieces to help you go get those players right now. It's just I don't understand. I don't understand the lack of urgency that feels like is on display right now for what is a mutually agreed upon metric season ahead of them.
Does it feel like to you there's not a plan at all?
Well,
for Scott Frost,
I don't know, because there could be a plan. I just don't understand.
It's just not obvious. Yeah.
And it could be that they had hoped to have other things wrapped up. It sure feels like Ron Brown is their running backs coach. So, you know, maybe they have one of the things done. It feels like if they're going to have a...
I think one thing's really apparent, that they had no control over is Brian Kelly taking the LSU job.
Sure.
So that probably held up. It's really hard to criticize that part of it. I mean, you couldn't have anticipated that happening.
You had 2.5 weeks to get... If Mickey Joseph was your guy...
Yeah, he had a game.
And Ed Orgeron was gone at the beginning of November. His future was up in the air early enough. Now, and you can't control how he wants to react to it. So if he wants to push it off entirely.
Yeah, you can't control Donovan Rayola and needs to work this week.
Yeah, with the Bears.
With the Bears. And, you know, they push back the interview. And that's, I don't know. I guess you can criticize him for that stuff. But there's some stuff you just can't control.
You know? Yeah, I mean.
It's easy for us to come on the radio and just throw.
Here's the thing. You can't use it as an excuse later.
Right.
You can't come back and be like, well, we only had this staff for a couple weeks in January to go get players, and so this is what we have.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to criticize them for something they haven't done either, which they haven't done that. So you see what I'm saying? They haven't used it as an excuse, so it's hard to criticize them for it right
I'm
now.
Just saying, and I think that you can agree with this, that in a year in which they need everything to go right for them, after wasting a year in which they had – an older roster and the best complement of skill position players and a 4-year senior, it has not started well for them in December. Could we agree with that?
I think so, yeah.
And look, it could all come together. It could all just magically work.
Today's December 2nd. So
well,
yeah.
We can go Monday, we can go Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think everything's fine, Steve, great.
Oh, I don't. I didn't say that, but we'll see on Sunday. I'm kind of giving it till Sunday.
All I know is in, today's Thursday, in 2 weeks I'll be sitting on the show, and we're going to be talking about Nebraska signing a recruiting class in the 70s. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be talking about how they have to go get guys in the portal. And in the time in between, some players in the portal are going to be committing and signing to other programs. And Nebraska has to go get this talent. And if later this week Cam Jurgens announces he's gone, they have to figure out they have to get a center. Mm-hmm. If they lose Damian Daniels, I don't know what they have at nose tackle.
Mm-hmm.
We just mentioned that they have five.
Well, you know what they have. They have, I mean, Nash is their nose tackle at that point. So you do know what they have, actually.
They got to get. Well, I mean, that's
is he ready?
Pretty big.
Well, I don't know. That's what we'll find out.
Yep, he's going to have.
But I hate to say he's not ready.
Yeah.
I guess we do that. We do that a lot around here. We just assume that things are horrible and that Nash Hotmucker's not ready.
Here's what we know: in 2017, 2018. And parts of 2019, Nebraska was atrocious against the run. In 2020 and 2021, with Damian Daniels, they were much better against the run.
Yeah.
In games in which Damian Daniels barely played or didn't play, they were pretty bad against the run again.
And are we assuming he's gone?
He might not be.
Yeah.
So, you know, we don't know. I just don't – I can't sit here and project or just say things like, well, you know, we'll see how it's going to go. Like, that's – that's fine. I don't think it's going well. It hasn't been going well for an entire year.
Yeah, no, I think this is all a long shot. I mean, I think it's all very much a long shot. Pleasant. Very pleasant.
If you have any questions for Mike Schaefer.
Pleasant conversation.
For us, please call or text 464.
We'll have more pleasant conversation after the break.
I think we'll dive into that Hoops game last night.
Oh, that'll be pleasant.
Yeah, more pain.
More pleasant conversation coming up.
Up next, an early break in the ticket.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.